Today is one for the history books. Sir Elton John is giving his final UK performance when he headlines the Glastonbury Festival in Somerset, England this evening. The 76-year-old is about to give up touring for good next month, much to the chagrin of his British superfans. In another era, you might have called them groupies, reporter Rebecca Rossman has this tribute from London.
Paul Smith remembers that first moment like it was yesterday.
I was 8 years old. This was November 1972. And Elton John happened to be on that Royal Variety Show that evening. And I was just totally taken by everything.
Good evening to you from the Palladium Theatre in London. We welcome now a young English singer who has travelled all the way from the west coast of America to be here tonight.
He was wearing a very shiny kind of green suit. No, sorry, it wasn't a green suit. It was a stripy kind of silver, red, and blue suit with a top hat on. I remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun. And he had all these sort of like, he had this tap dance, a man come on. And it was just incredible, the whole sort of thing.
Maybe it was the stripy, glittery suit paired with platform boots. Maybe it was the falsetto hook in the La La La's sing-along bit of the Crocodile Rock. Or the upbeat piano chords. Whatever it was, Paul wasn't just hooked. The direction of his life changed. I never knew me a better time, and I guess I never will. He started collecting records, thousands of pieces of memorabilia. He even opened his own record shop in Salisbury, England, that he still runs today. Then there were the live shows. Oh, so many live shows that have taken him all over the world.
I've been to 78 shows, and then when I go to Stockholm in July to see the final show of the farewell tour, it will be my 79th show.
Next month's Stockholm gig may be the last act of Elton John's epic 5-year farewell tour. But for British fans like Smith, the final leg of UK performances over this past month have carried a special weight. Even if the US is where the Rocket Man got his first big break.
This was where it all started at the very beginning.
This being London's Soho district. I'm at a park with 34-year-old Adrian Evans. He's only been to a handful of live shows, but he is a superfan nonetheless, with an encyclopedic knowledge of Elton John history. He tells me Soho is where John started working as a T-boy at a local record company, then met his writing partner Bernie Taupin, ultimately recording their first big hit at a studio not too far away from where we are sitting. Evan says it was his mom who introduced him to Elton John and his music when he was just a kid. And that discovery, he says, has helped him get through so much in his life.
I remember growing up at school being an awkward, autistic teenager who could, at 14 or 15, could name pretty much every Elton John song, every Elton John B-side, and no one else knew them.
That is until he discovered Elton John chat forums on the internet in the early 2000s.
And I remember thinking, wow, I'm not the only one who knows that song.
It just escalated once social media started. I've met very close friends that I've known for 20 years, 30 years.
That's superfan Jane Berman, who has been to live shows everywhere from Tokyo to New York. Her last Elton John concert was in Birmingham earlier this month.
I looked at the band and I felt a bit sad. I looked at them all and thought, God, I'm never going to see you all together again. You know, it's hard.
Plus, the live shows haven't been just about the music itself, Berman says. It's about the community of friends she's made over the years and trips all over the world. Superfan Paul Smith agrees.
But having said that, we've got all the videos, we've got all the back catalogue of his music, and I don't think it will be the end.
Maybe there will be the occasional live gig here and there. But it's undeniably the end of this era for these Elton John superfans. So goodbye, yellow baby. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in London.